Father, Lord God, we just say thank you. Thank you, God, for your Spirit as it has fallen down on us on today, Lord. God, we thank you that we had open hearts and that we followed exactly what you wanted to do, Lord God. There was no hindrance in this space, Lord, and we say thank you. God, as we get into this word, Lord, we just pray, God, that as you have already ushered your Spirit in, that you have set on us, Lord, that now we just eat at the table. And so, God, we thank you. I ask that you would move me completely out of the way, that you would allow me to be nothing but a vessel, and that you would help me, Lord, to present this word to your people. Lord God, we thank you. We can't say thank you enough. We say hallelujah. We honor you and we lift you up. In your son Jesus' name that we pray and ask these things. Amen. Oh, amen, y'all. All right. As we get ready to get into the word, we're going to go to Acts 8. And as you're doing that, this is also a great time to give. We want to say thank you to all of you who are online with us. I know you feel the Holy Spirit where you are. That's just how good God is. He can be everywhere at one time. So we thank you for watching. We thank you for being with us. We're going to go to Acts 8, and we're going to start at verse 26. And when you have it, please say amen. All right, I hear you. And it reads, "And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join yourself to this chariot." And I'm going to stop right there for a second. And so today I want to talk to you about the evangelist. There had been a question that arose in, you know, is talking about how, or me talking about the harvest and how the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. But how do we go out and get more laborers? Was a question that was brought to me. How do we do that? And so I began to study and I began to really talk to the Lord about it and pray, and he guided me to Philip. And an evangelist is someone who is a bearer of good news, someone committed to sharing and spreading the gospel. And so we all know the Great Commission, and for those of us who don't, the Great Commission is found in Matthew 28, and it's verses 19 through 20, and it says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching thee to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." Amen. And those were words directly from Jesus. And so here we have Philip. We're in Acts, right? And this is after Jesus has gone and he's went to the cross. And in Acts 6, Philip is selected by the apostles to be one of the seven who are going to carry out the word of God. They wanted someone that had wisdom and was filled with the Holy Spirit. And so they picked seven people. And so amongst those seven were Philip and Stephen and a few others. And so Philip is one who went out and he did all the things that he was called to do according to what God told him to do. He was absolutely obedient to the word. And there was a man named Simon when he goes to Samaria, there's a man named Simon. Okay, this is not Simon Peter, this is a different Simon. And Simon is filled with demons, like he has a spirit. And he's doing sorcery and witchcraft and all of the things. And Philip was like coming in, and he was like, I'm gonna preach Jesus Christ. And so he, as Simon was preaching witchcraft and sorcery, people were believing all the things that were coming out of his mouth. And Philip comes in teaching about Jesus and the miracles and how he died on the cross and rose from the dead and all of the things of the gospel. And then the people start believing in what Philip's saying, in his words. And so Simon starts seeing Philip. And he's like, man, all these people are following him. And I can imagine Simon preaching from this place, this void of things he just didn't know about. Because eventually Simon came and he was then saved by the words that Philip was preaching, by the Holy Spirit, and baptized. And so this is a history of Philip, and this is some of the things in the work that he had done before he met this eunuch in Ethiopia. So this is back in chapter six, and Philip was committed to the work. He abided in Christ. And so as we are about to go through this message and talk about what it really means to have the word and to give it to somebody else, one thing that Philip didn't need was anything outside of who Jesus was and what he did. He didn't need anything else when he was teaching and preaching the word of God. He stuck to the good news. And so as evangelists and as people who are called to go out into the nations and to tell people about the good news, all we need is who Jesus is and what he's done. And so what is the first thing that we have to do when we are evangelizing and when we are going out into the world? We have to abide in Christ. And so if you read closely here, in verse 26, it says, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go toward the south. So he's in Samaria, and all these, he's performed miracles and all of the things through the name of Jesus Christ. And he's in this place that's fruitful. But an angel told him to leave this fruitful place to go to the desert. And so it may be a little confusing. Is that God telling me to leave this beautiful place where ministry has been built and to take me out into somewhere where there's nobody? Is that right? But because he abides in Christ and because he hears the Lord and he knows his voice, he was obedient. Because he was led by the angel told him to go. And what did Philip do? He arose and he went. And then the Spirit steps in when he's hearing Gaza in the desert, and he tells him to go to the chariot. And there in this chariot is the eunuch. So the eunuch is like a government official, and he's sitting in his chariot, and he is reading something. Philip can kind of hear what he's reading, and it turns out he's reading Isaiah 53, 7 and 8. So he's reading in the word, and, you know, and the eunuch is, you know, trying to make peace. I mean, y'all can imagine how it was written back then. I mean, the King James Version is kind of hard to follow sometimes, right? Thee, thou, all the things. And so he's sitting in his chariot, and he's reading through this word. And he is, you know, trying to understand what it's saying, who it's talking about, and all of the things. And so as Philip hears him, Philip is like, okay, I'm told to go to the chariot. So he goes to the chariot. And the Spirit told him, he obeyed. So he obeyed the angel, then he obeyed the Spirit. And he went. He goes to the chariot and he says, hey, do you know what you're reading? Do you understand what you're reading? And the eunuch is like, how do I know unless somebody tells me? And so if we think about the right place at the right time, the divine moment at the right moment, simply because Philip, who was in Samaria, was told and urged by an angel to come to the desert. And then when he got to the desert, the Spirit told him to go to the chariot. In the chariot, he was reading his word, trying to make sense of this word and trying to understand. And then it's like he was asking questions at the same time. So although the Spirit was working in Philip, the Spirit was also working in the eunuch. And he was trying to figure out, what am I reading? What is this talking about? And he said, but how must I know unless somebody tells me? And so Philip joins him in the chariot. He sits side by side. And as they're sitting there, he is talking about how, you know, the scripture, I'm going to read the scripture here in a second. Let me see. We are in the scripture places, the place of the scripture, which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before the shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and who shall declare this generation? For his life is taken from the earth. So the eunuch is reading this in the word. This is Isaiah 53 verses 7 and 8 that he's reading. And he's trying to figure out, who is this talking about? Is he talking about himself? Is the writer talking about himself or another man? Oh, that's a million-dollar question. He had an opportunity. This was the open door for Philip to jump in and say, well, let me tell you about somebody named Jesus. Let me tell you about how Jesus came and walked this earth for 33 years. And then he went and died on the cross willingly and voluntarily and was beaten almost to death, only to be hung on this rugged cross, but to be buried and to rise from the dead 3 days later. That was his open door. And so when we're out, and I always talk about how in Walmart you can bring somebody to Jesus, there's going to be an open door where they ask a little bit more and they want to know about that one little thing. And you got to be able to hear the Lord say, now. One word, now. And abide. We have to abide in him. We have to hear his voice, hear his spirit. And if the spirit is talking to you, we got to be obedient to that word. Because on the other side, God is, he's going to meet us there. He's already been working in the spirit of that person. And so I don't know what hinders us from asking the question or from continuing to talk through who Jesus is. I don't know what the fear is when we are trying to walk up to somebody and say, hey, do you know Jesus? The Spirit put it on my heart to say hello to you and to ask you, do you know him? There's a hindrance there. We may be stuck in our own things, trying to check our boxes off and do whatever we need to do. But sometimes God is telling us just to slow down. Slow down. Hear my voice. Because you might be walking by somebody that is on their way to go commit suicide. And if we miss that invitation, if we miss that moment to just say, hey, do you know somebody named Jesus? If we miss that moment, we don't know what could happen after that. And I have been one that has missed the moment. And it is something that I struggle with when I'm sleeping, right? I can't sleep at night because I missed the moment. So I wasn't obedient. And so it happens, but we pray. We ask the Lord for forgiveness, we repent, and then the next time God says go, we go. And so with this, we just have to make sure that we understand that that divine moment is the right time. You're at the right place at the right time. It's divine. He created that moment. And so Philip went, he was obedient, and as they're in the chariot, they're riding in the chariot along the way. And he's talking to him about Jesus, and I imagine he gets to talking about even baptism. And so if we keep reading here, he says, we go to verse, let's see, 35 or 34. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? So we talked about that. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, see, here is water. What doeth hinder me to be baptized? So in the midst of him talking about Jesus, at some point, baptism had to come up, right? In conversations, baptism had to come up. We don't know all what they talked about, but there's this place of water. And the eunuch is like, hey, there's water right there. He's like, what hinders me from getting there, to getting baptized? And Philip is just like, well, you just have to believe. If you believe, you can go. If you believe. And that's all that it takes is belief. And so the eunuch said that he believed in the one living God. He believed that Jesus died on the cross for him. And so they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him and immersed him into the water. And in that moment, when the man came up, Philip was caught up with the Spirit and ended up in Azotus. He didn't even see him walk away or leave because the Spirit caught him up and he disappeared. And so the eunuch came out of the water, not even thinking about how he disappeared. He was rejoicing that he had an experience, that he had this opportunity to see and to find Jesus Christ. He had an experience, an encounter, not a class, but an experience. And so as I'm walking through this story and trying to get through this very quickly, he was fulfilled. And so that just goes back to some of us are, and maybe we are the eunuch, and someone just told us recently about Jesus Christ, and we've been filled recently. Maybe we are the evangelist, we are Philip, and we are pouring out to others. We have a void. There's something in us that hinders us from growing closer to the Lord. It could be fear. It could be pride. Fear of the Holy Spirit, allowing something else to take over who you are, knowing who you are in Christ. And you hear Jesus knocking on the door. He's knocking, and he wants you to answer. The eunuch was missing something. He was looking for something. He was trying to understand what he was reading in this book. He was looking, searching for anything. And then his first encounter with the Lord is that he sent Philip. In the midst of his searching, he sent Philip. And Philip was able to work all of that out for him, to help him understand what this scripture and who this scripture was talking about. And all of it, from the Old Testament to the New, points to Jesus Christ. And so when we are going out into this world, that's what the word told us. That's what Jesus told us to do. He's told us to go out into the nations. And he told us to share the word of God, the good news. And we all know what the good news is. And if you don't, let me tell you again. Jesus walked this earth for 33 years. He then was accused of doing all these bad things when he was really performing miracles and healing people. But he was going against what the Pharisees said he should be doing. Jesus of Nazarene was a bad word, right? But he went anyway. And he was led to the cross on Calvary. He carried a cross, beat down, broken, like some of us. For each and every one of us, because of our brokenness, he went. And they nailed him, arms and legs, to the cross, stretched out. And he still didn't give in. Not for any against his flesh. It was painful. He had moments of where he wanted to take the Lord, take this cup from me. But he said, nope, I got to die for each and every one of you in here. Every person in the sea, every person online, myself, every person walking the streets out here in Garland, the houses, he did that for each and every one of us. And some of us just don't know because of the lack of knowledge. And unless we have someone to tell us or to tell somebody else about Jesus, that's the best thing you can pass to anybody. Generationally, is the word of Jesus Christ. And so this eunuch then goes on, and the scripture says that he told the queen about Jesus, the queen of Ethiopia about Jesus, and brought her to the kingdom. And so that's what the word does. It multiplies. You want to talk about math? It multiplies. It doesn't divide. It doesn't subtract. It adds and it multiplies. Even when you feel like God has taken something from you or released you from something, he's subtracted from you. He's added to your life. He's multiplied things in your life. Because he wants more. He desires more from you. And so this moment that we just had here was not coincidental. It was divine. And so you got to leave out these doors differently today. There's something different that God is trying to do in you right now. And you will either answer the call or the people assigned to you will suffer because you decided not to. And I'm talking to myself. Tierra, you will either answer the call or people will suffer. And so we're called. I may be a minister up here preaching to you, but each and every one of you are ministers as well. You're preachers as well. God is calling you to bigger. It doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. Jesus was doing his father's business at the age of 12. So it doesn't matter. We talk about just kids. Nope. They're preachers. They're ministers. So it is our responsibility. We know the word. We seek the word. But we got to stay abiding in Christ. We got to stay right there in it. And so don't lose this moment. What you felt here today, don't lose that. He'll meet you at your house. He'll meet you in the car. When you walk to your car right now, he'll meet you right there, just like he did here. He's omnipresent. He was everywhere, y'all. And there's no limit. And so I got to wrap this up, and that is the fast version of my sermon. But we had a good time today in the Lord. But I'm serious. The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And this is how we recruit more laborers. Be a Philip. He had absolute obedience. Absolute. There was no question about his obedience. He was intentional. And he just heard the word and he followed through. He didn't have to go ask nobody about it. He just went. And so we have to go. And so I just want to read Matthew 28, 19 through 20 one more time and then we'll pray. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He is with you always, even unto the end of the world. So when he says go, he's there with you and he's on the other side of wherever he's taking you to. Don't ever forget that. If he says go, the solution is already there. It should make it easy. Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just say thank you. God, we say thank you for the experience, the moment, the encounter that we had on today. And Lord God, we pray that it would stay with us as we leave this place. We pray that your word would dwell in our hearts. And even if it's just a reminder or if it's something new, Lord, I just pray, God, that it would grow, that it would be fruitful in our lives, Lord, and that we would go out to evangelize and to preach and minister your word, the good news of who you are. God, you have a need for each and every one of us, and everything that you touch multiplies. And so, God, I pray that you would touch every person, every heart, every mind here today, and that you would multiply, God, in their life, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, God, multiply, God. Rest on them, oh God. and remind them every day, Lord, that you are with them wherever they may go. Whether it's a fruitful ministry or not, Lord, you are with them. So Holy Spirit, dwell within us as we get ready to leave this place, and help us to remember that the harvest is plenty, Lord, and the laborers are few. In Jesus' name.
Amen. That was a wonderful word. So I just pray that you are all encouraged to have that Holy Spirit boldness to continue to share the gospel, because we're all here because somebody said, let me tell you about a man. And we all have that experience. So let us go and share that gospel more. And don't be discouraged, you know, if somebody, turns against it, because it's not against us. And we're just doing what God said. Amen. Amen. So just a few announcements, of course, to remember to support the ministry, and there's numerous ways on the screen to do that. We do have a prayer set on next Saturday, the 18th, and that's going to be from 10 a.m. to noon. And Saturday, August 1st and Sunday, August 2nd. So on Saturday the 1st, we're having Pastor John Williams out with us, and he'll be here at 7 p.m. That's on Saturday. And then on Sunday, both services. So come and join us for that. If you'll stand, we'll just go to the Lord one more time and be dismissed. Father, thank you so much for being so good to us, Lord. Father, we don't deserve it, but you're so faithful and so gracious, and we thank you today for it. Father, I just ask that you would keep your hand on each and every one of us as we leave this place, Lord. Allow this word to continue to set on our hearts, Lord, and that we will be bold in sharing your word. And we just thank you for everything that you do, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You are dismissed.